Credit Suisse Bank is sold to another Swiss bank. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. UBS agreeing to the purchase of the struggling bank at a price of more than $3 billion. Credit Suisse's largest investor, the Saudi National Bank, recently pulled their money, dropping shares to a record low. UBS Chairman Colm Kelleher says the deal is good for the public and shareholders.
Combining the best of Credit Suisse with our strategy and culture will help these businesses flourish.
Two banks in the U.S. failed last week. Officials at the southern border are seeing a spike of people crossing the border who are on the terror watch list. Fox's Griff Jenkins is there.
In February, according to CBP, there were 16 individuals that hit that terror watch list, bringing the fiscal year total the last 5 months to 69. That's on pace to beat last year's 98. And that was unprecedented. This year's 69 already is already 2.5 more. And they're worried about the number of foreigners coming from faraway places like China.
This comes as the general leading the U.S. military operations in the Middle East says the Afghan terror group ISIS-K plans to launch terror attacks against the U.S. and its allies within the next 6 months. The leaders of China and Russia meet Monday in Moscow, their first meeting since Russian forces invaded Ukraine last year. It follows President Putin's surprise trip to occupied Ukraine and formal war charges filed against him. Former President Trump could be indicted this week for allegedly paying hush money in 2016. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy pushing back against the Manhattan District Attorney while speaking at a House Republican summit in Florida.
It should be equal justice in America. And stop going after people because you have political differences.
The potential charges are for breaking campaign finance laws. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A California family is desperate to find a beloved family member kidnapped in Mexico. Fox's Christina Coleman.
The woman who was kidnapped has been identified as 63-year-old Maria del Carmen Lopez. She's a U.S. citizen, a grandmother, and a mother of seven. Her relatives say it has been very tough explaining to the children in the family why their loving grandmother is not around. Lopez's family says she was kidnapped on February 9th while she was gardening at her home in the small Mexican town of Pueblo Nuevo. They say a van pulled up to her house, and that's when two guys in hoods got out, grabbed her, covered her mouth, and then forced her into a van and drove away.
The kidnappers contacted the family demanding ransom money for her safe return. Investigators look into another potential murder case involving the Murdaugh family. Fox's Jonathan Seary.
Stephen Smith, who was 19 at the time of his death, was openly gay and had been a high school classmate of Murdaugh's older son, Buster. State investigators say information discovered during the Murdaugh investigation led them to reopen the Smith case, which they had initially determined was a hit-and-run accident.
Smith's body was found on the family property where the Murdaugh wife and son were murdered. Comedian Adam Sandler is honored with a prestigious award. Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Adam Sandler is this year's winner of the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor, widely considered to be the highest recognition for humorists in the U.S. Sandler's big break came when he joined the cast of Saturday Night Live in 1990, and he went on to star in movies like Happy Gilmore, The Waterboy, The Wedding Singer, and more.
I woke up this morning and I realized I'm about to marry a wedding singer?
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday!
Special guest include his co-star from that movie, Drew Barrymore, as well as Jennifer Aniston, Dana Carvey, and Ben Stiller. Past winners of the Mark Twain Prize include Richard Pryor, Lily Tomlin, Eddie Murphy, Tina Fey, and last year's winner, Jon Stewart.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.